Hey, this is Chris Bleck. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast, brought to you by Miller Lite, the presenting sponsor of the 2020 ESPN 1000 Virtual Fantasy Football Championship. Find out how to be a part of it at ESPNFFC.com.
It's Bleck and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Bleck and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in. It's Bleck and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch the show on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. You can follow us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah and at Chris Bleck. 312-332-3776 is the phone number. We're keeping our eyes on the Blackhawks and the Golden Knights. We'll have a full recap of the game when it goes final. Hopefully. Just over 5 minutes left in the third period. 3-3 is the score. The Hawks trying to win game two. Can they do it? You just said in the commercial break that you felt like this is one of those three overtime games.
I feel like this is the overtime game, and I was kind of doing a reverse jinx.
Yeah, you were hoping
where
that.
I was hoping that would lead to a Blackhawks goal.
All right.
But we'll have a pre-overtime report if it does go to overtime, because they still have the time in between.
Yeah, intermission.
Yeah, they still have the irregular intermission.
Yeah.
So we'll do one of those two things.
All right, so before we get to that, let's talk some Bears football, because training camp is here. And, you know, I...
1 month! We're 1 month away from football!
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully. And 1 month.
And I've heard, I heard Jeff and Yurko talk about it yesterday. I heard Waddle and Sylvie talk about it today. I agree with everyone. It is kind of strange that football is here, yet we have so much going on sports-wise at the moment that it seems like it is the least important thing on the radar, because we have a playoff Blackhawks game on TV right now. Mm-hmm. The Cubs and the Brewers are playing right now. The White Sox tomorrow will be playing a series against the St. Louis Cardinals if they could get to Chicago. There is a lot going on, and I'm not even getting to the NBA bubble yet. Like, there is so much taking place right now.
Playoffs start soon. I think it's also because if we like pull back the curtain for a second, as far as our jobs are concerned, there's more that usually goes into the NFL season, like all the shows, and we go down to training camp, and you know, you have each show has their day down at training camp where we talk to Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace and, you know, a few of the Bears players, and you know, that's like a 3 or 4 day thing, and then you know, the reporters are there every single day taking in practice, and we can do, you know, daily updates of this is how Mitch looked. And you're getting essentially play-by-play of how each player is looking. You know, like they're doing the play-by-play of practice. Oh, Mitch just sailed that one, or that was a really great throw by Mitch, or that was...
You see little clips on Twitter.
Yeah, you get little clips. Here's the kicker update as we go to Augusta Silence, and there's so much more that usually goes on that the reporters just haven't had access to until next week, when they do get access to watching a few practices starting on Monday. But ultimately, our routines are also just off because of what the pandemic has caused. There's no preseason. There's no chance for a live quarterback competition where Trubisky plays, you know, a half and then Foles gets a half or a quarter or however they wanted to do it. There's no opportunity for us to see these guys in action like we normally would do. And that coupled in with, like you said, we've been focusing on baseball being back and the Cubs playing 15 games and the White Sox playing 15 games and the Blackhawks are playing right now and everything else that goes into it. And the Bulls are not in the bubble, but if you're an NBA fan, you're still watching the NBA on a daily basis, not just on a nightly basis now, that there's so much else going on. And then like, oh, by the way, in a month, they're supposed to play football.
Well, usually at this point in the year, we do have baseball, but we've gotten to the point with baseball where we're all bored of it.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the playoffs. So
the only time the sports overlap like this is when you get the beginning of the NBA season and the NHL season, and people are like, I don't need to watch.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't need to watch that game. Like, it's cool that the NBA is back, and then you're like, all right, well, the NFL's on too, so sorry.
And that's the difference here, is we all want to watch hockey right now.
Yeah.
We all want to watch, over the course of the next week, we'll be watching the NBA playoffs as they will begin next week. So, like, that's where you see the splintered attention spans of all of us who consume sports. So if you're a Bears fan, you know, maybe you don't know. Wednesday was a day where there was no practice viewing. Matt Nagy spoke to the media. Tomorrow, Friday, there will also be no practice viewing. Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller will be available via Zoom, so they will speak tomorrow. You know, if you watch the late local news or wherever you consume your sports content, the Tribune, the Sun Times, like that's also a major difference. You mentioned like our specific radio station going there, but also because this is all taking place at Hallis Hall and it's not open to the public, it's not open to the media. Usually you'd have all this content. You turn on the late local news and Gene Greco's running highlights mm-hmm. of what we're seeing at practice. And like that helps you get into the vibe of training camp. So you'll have Allen Robinson and Anthony Miller speaking tomorrow. Monday, the Bears practice at 9:20 a.m. Tuesday, they practice at 9:20 a.m. Wednesday, they are off. Thursday, Friday, they will practice at 9:20 a.m. Saturday, to be determined. And then Sunday, 9:20 a.m. So basically what you'll get is reports after that practice around 9:20. So look 2-3 hours after that, mm-hmm. we'll get some content. Now, most of it will be coming directly from the Chicago Bears. Now, if you
so
don't
it's
really
going to be defense.
Well, if you don't really pay attention to how the media operates, maybe you do just enjoy the content that is published on ChicagoBears.com. You might mm-hmm. do that.
Yeah. You might be like, what's going on with the Bears? ChicagoBears.com. Cool. That's what's going
yeah,
on with the Bears.
Bears players. Right, awesome. And they're doing this. And awesome. They're doing that. Yeah. Look at Trubisky. Okay. That's cool. I could see that being a thing. But if you want like actual analysis, that's where we may all miss out on this new style of training camp, mainly because of the pandemic, but also because NFL teams are going to take advantage of this because they don't want you to know what's going yeah. on. And they've been trying to limit access from the media and get, listen, it's not because of us. Because listen, Abdallah and I would still be here doing this. Like we're not going to be scouting training camp practices. So like it doesn't affect my personal life, but it affects the fans too, because it was really cool to always go down to Bourbon A and see all the fans who got to see for themselves NFL players on football fields competing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that also gets you into the vibe of summer's ending. We're starting to head towards the fall. We're starting to get ready for football season.
I mean, think about it. The Bears were supposed to be playing the Browns on Saturday.
Is that when the first preseason game was supposed to be?
I feel like it was supposed to be this. I was in the middle of typing in Bears preseason schedule, and then you stopped talking, so I had to start talking.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. But yes, it was supposed to be Saturday, August 15th. And think about that.
Yeah.
If we've ever dissected a preseason game,
we would have dissected that.
Matt Nagy said all offseason, guys, they're going to play. They're going to play in the preseason. Guys are going to play in the preseason. I was wrong before. Guys are going to play in the preseason. We're going to run the ball. I watched the Colts game. I get it. Have you seen the Colts game? Because we're going to play in going to play in the preseason. But then pandemic hits, no preseason football. So now what Saturday was supposed to be the most hyped preseason game of our lives, because you were going to get Trubisky taking some snaps.
Two quarterbacks taking some snaps.
Yeah. And you were like, all right, let's dissect this. Yeah. Monday was going to be Bears bonanza while we break down what's going on with each quarterback and dissecting each throw. And then when Tyler Bray comes in, you can turn off the game. But ultimately, you are trying to break down these two quarterbacks, and that's not going to happen this year.
So we'll talk about the quarterbacks in just a second. We have the end of three, and I'm not saying the game's over because
it's not.
The score's tied 3-3. The Blackhawks and the Golden Knights heading into overtime, game two of the first round of the Stanley Cup final. All right, Blackhawks tied the game. They did their work in the second period. No goals scored in the third period.
No goals in the third, but a great response by the Blackhawks as they're down, you know, early in the first period. They're down 2-0 in the first period. They come back in the second period. They regroup during the intermission. Kirby Dach with a quick goal 3 minutes in. Dominic Kubalik comes in, ties it up. Then they get the Mark Stone goal for Vegas. They go back up 3-2. And then a goal by Dylan Strome late in the second period. End of the second period with 14 seconds left. Dylan Strome scores, ties it up 3-3. And, you know, they're getting shots off. They've won a majority of the faceoffs. They've won 29 compared to Vegas is 25. You know, they're
well,
not
you said they're getting shots off.
They've got
not
24
enough,
shots
though, to the 32 of the Golden Knights.
24 to 32. Listen, they only had 20 shots the whole first.
They're going to need more.
Obviously they're going to need more. It's going to overtime.
The Golden Knights 37 hits to the Blackhawks 30.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's going better for them. That's my puck dollar analysis.
Well, yeah, because the game's not over yet, of course.
Yeah, but they're not getting laughed out of the gym.
All right.
They're not getting laughed out of the gym like they were. Well, you know what I mean.
They're in a rink.
Laughed out of the... It's an expression. They're not getting laughed out. Like they were last time.
Yeah, something to keep your eyes on. In the last contest, the Golden Knights were really good at blocking shots. They have 24 blocked shots to the 19 of the Blackhawks. That's where, you know, if we look back to game one, it was like the Hawks are on the perimeter. They couldn't get anything inside. They couldn't get any goals on any shots on net. Tonight, a little bit different, though. 3-3 at the end of three. The beauty of playoff hockey, though, is we don't know when it'll end.
It could end at any moment. If you're sitting at home listening to us with the game on mute, you're going to be standing. Get your sits in now, because you're going to be standing.
All right.
During overtime, because it's intense. It could end any second. It could end in 5 seconds.
Get your sits in now?
Yeah, because you're going to be standing the whole time. It's like you're an NBA player. You got to conserve your legs. Sit now during the intermission. Get your beer. Get your extra beverage. Sit down. You've been partying since 4:30. Get your sits in. You could be in for a long one. I said three overtimes.
We hear from Matt Nagy on his quarterbacks next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Get your sits in.
Chicago's home for sports.
Did you see Todd McShay's early mock draft?
Oh, did I?
How about that?
I literally, Chris, broke out into a sweat.
Yeah, I heard you tell Sylvie about this. Why would you break out into a sweat?
Because I'm worried.
What are you worried about?
I'm worried about what's going to happen to my football team, to my favorite football team.
The Bears are going to take a quarterback in the draft next year. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but when?
Well, first round.
When in the first round?
It doesn't matter.
And what will he mortgage
everything?
What new credit card will he open with a 0% APR for 24 months?
Discovery?
Maybe. MasterCard?
Yeah.
Capital One?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A no-hassle card?
Is that the one that Samuel L. Jackson talks to you about?
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
It's also got, what's her name?
Yeah, Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
Alias.
Yeah, Alias.
Why not?
Yeah.
What other show would you associate Jennifer Garner
with? She's been
in
a bunch of movies.
Yeah, but she was first on Alias.
She was first on Alias.
Okay, so there you go. You can't even name another show. Go ahead. Yeah, exactly.
That she was in? She was in a bunch of movies.
No,
she was
but
in Daredevil.
You said show.
Okay. Wasn't she in Daredevil? I think she was in Daredevil.
Yeah, she was in Daredevil.
Yeah.
But that's a movie. I'm still waiting for the show.
I'm sure she's been on other shows.
So
My point is this.
We'll talk Bears in a second. Hold on. Now, there's news out there here at the station. We will be taking over the night show because Jonathan Hood is moving to mornings with David Kaplan, 7 to 10. Black and Abdallah will be with you every single weeknight here on ESPN 1000, 6 to 8. 6 o'clock, we will have the baseball show, and then we will continue on at 7 o'clock to 8, Black and Abdallah. So this is something we have talked about for years. Something we've played for years. We'll get to the Bears talk in just a second. Will we finally be able to let people in on the movie game? It's a game that we have up with for years. Now, I get it. Listen, people have cell phones now. So when you're bored...
No. Can't use phones.
I know you can't use phones. The point is, when you're bored somewhere in public, people look at their phones. They don't talk to their friends.
There's no social communication anymore.
All right, give me 2 minutes here. Eric, is it okay? Can I have 2 minutes?
We'll get right back to the Bears conversation.
Yeah. All right, Eric. So back in the day, when we would go to movies, there used to be a thing where you would wait for premieres. You get to the theater
you
for the midnight premiere.
You couldn't buy your seat in advance. Yeah, you had to get there early, get a good seat.
But you'd have to get there so early before the nerds, because all the nerds get there and they take up all the seats.
Aren't you then a nerd by getting there?
No, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, you're getting there before the nerds, before Spider-Man comes out, you are a nerd.
No, you're the nerd. No, but we've got style.
Nope. You literally have nothing better to do than stand in a line to wait for a movie.
It was high school. What do you want me to do? So when we would sit there and wait for the premiere, sometimes hours, right? You have to get there so early. Do you remember those Lord of the Ring movies when they came out?
Yeah, see, I was that friend that was like, nah, I'll be there in a minute.
And then you're really late?
I'd show up like right before the movie. Right. Thanks for saving the seat, you guys.
Yeah, you got me the ticket, right?
The cloud of smoke is following me.
So here's the game that we would play. Here's the game. Think knockout. Remember, you ever play knockout in the backyard or at school basketball?
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's with movies and actors and movies, okay? So the way you play is if I go first, and I say Will Smith, right? Adam is up next, and Adam has to say a movie that Will Smith was in.
Gotcha.
Okay? And he says Independence Day.
I mean, I probably would have gone with Bad Boys, but sure.
Go with Bad Boys.
No, Independence Day is easier. Because you want to be last, right?
I'm explaining the game.
Just, I know.
Let me explain the game. You say Bad Boys.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Eric has to name an actor in Bad Boys that's not Will Smith.
Mm-hmm. So, movie, actor.
Right. So, okay. You would say...
I mean, obviously, the obvious answer. I can't believe I'm blanking on his name.
See?
Oh, my gosh.
And this is why the game is awesome. Who's the obvious answer?
Because you want to be
Martin
last.
Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
So now I have
to say a movie that Martin Lawrence is in.
Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Game.
So, say I can't come up with it, right? Eric gets a point.
Yeah.
You score a point, sir, and then you get to start the next round.
And I can choose movie or actor to start?
You can choose whichever you like.
See, what I've also played in the past is that he's just, if you're playing with a bunch of people, that person is just eliminated.
Right.
And the next person, I would say Blue Streak, but I don't, and you'd be screwed.
Oh my gosh.
And you would be screwed.
Yeah. And then he would get a point. See, like, the elimination isn't as much fun because you want to keep it going as long as possible because in that round, so we would play like to 5 or to 10. You know, like whoever scores that many first.
Mm-hmm.
But like in that round, you can't repeat the actor either. So like if it got back around to a movie that Will Smith was in, I can't say I have to come up with someone else.
That's fun.
And we used to play that game all the time. And we always thought like if there's a way we could do that on a show, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
We just haven't figured out that way. But now we have our own show, so we can try and figure out a way.
The problem is with the show... is with if you do it with callers, is that people have time to internet.
Well,
that's always been the problem.
It's like it's a quick
fast
thing.
Pace.
You gotta
Once one person goes, the other person's up kind of right away.
That's
it changes course on them pretty quick.
That's true. Yeah.
So like maybe we could play where it is knockout, where the fans on the line calling the show could go like one after another. So if someone stumps someone, they're boom eliminated.
Yeah.
All right, this could have been a production meeting, but
I like it on the air.
That we could.
Yeah, I like we brainstorm it on the air though.
Yep.
So like it, you know, if I say Jeff Goldblum,
Jurassic Park,
okay, and then Eric, it's up to you, Jurassic Park.
Not a lot. I don't know the old guy's name. There's not a lot of big actors
of people
in Jurassic Park. Newman. I don't know his
name.
I don't know his name. I know.
Can't say Newman. Winner.
Damn.
So a point for $1.
Sad. That's bad.
Mm-hmm. I would have gone with Laura Linney.
There we go.
And then you could have gone from there.
Mm-hmm. Yep, could have. I went with Newman instead.
And you could have said Marriage Story. And
the final part of the rule is that you have to be able to put the bucket in. So, like, if...
Like I said, Laura Linney.
Oh, you have to finish it.
Yeah.
If Adam didn't know another... If he didn't know an actress or an actor that's in that film...
Yeah.
He can't say it because, like... Then you get people who are trying to be like the super, like, I can't say a movie that I have no clue who any of the actors are because I don't even know. I can't score a point on that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
Oh, Ron on Twitter said Dave Chappelle was in Blue Streak. I forgot about that. That's a great one. That's a good, I completely forgot that he was in it, because then you could
go half-baked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Because I can't think of another movie that Chappelle was in. Jim Chappelle was in that movie.
Oh, Jim Brewer might be good. What?
Ooh.
That's on you.
But I don't know if I can pull
Jim
up.
Brewer.
Oh, man.
What other movie has Jim Brewer been in? And Half-Baked. Yeah, you're not going to be
able to. Yeah, but I'm not going to be able to get a.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're right. It is a lot of time for people to Google. I could see that. If they're quick on IMDb, they could probably.
You don't even need. I mean, you could just type in two names and it would come up.
No, I know. Yeah. I'm pretty quick with IMDb, though.
Yeah, I mean, it pops up right away.
Well, yeah, you got to go through the. It was Laura Dern, not Laura Linney. I would have lost. Thank you, Brian. That's true.
Ooh,
Laura Dern.
Yes. See,
I was playing over here with no internet. Like, it's 1999. Like, we're sitting at the movie theater.
My fault. Laura Dern. That's see, because right. The problem. Well, you got to go through the ad first, because now IMDb, every time you open it, they want you to sign up for. Who has an IMDb account? They want you to sign up for an account every time.
What are they going to give me that I'm not getting already?
Emails. They're going to give you emails is what they're going to give you. They're going to give you more emails in your inbox. That's all. Be like, hey, check out the trailer for this that just came out.
Yeah, everyone wants you to know. You would have lost that.
Yeah, I know I would have lost. It was Laura Dern. I know.
So there you go.
I know. It's also Wayne Knight. Thanks, Will.
Salim wants to know what's wrong with being a nerd. There's nothing wrong. It's just you don't want to be there.
There's nothing wrong. It's just
that they all
as
get there,
someone who did a lot of physical activity in high school, Chris often looked down his nose.
I'm looking down at those who dressed up as goblins and wizards and went to movie theaters. That's nerds. What I'm doing.
Movie enthusiasts?
No. That
is that what you're saying? Cosplay enthusiasts?
Yes, cosplay enthusiasts. That's what I'm pointing my nose down at.
There's nothing wrong with being a nerd, because if we're doing this, we are the nerds.
Oh,
the joke's
yes.
on us.
Oh, no, I'm well aware.
Joke is on us.
Yeah, yeah.
We are the nerds.
No, I can see that.
Did you want to talk Bears?
We could.
Do you want to hear about my fever dream?
Sure, I guess. I already heard it the other day, but
yeah,
go
but,
ahead.
You know, not everybody else did. Okay, so I look at this list that...
Should we give the actual list from Todd McShay?
Okay, so Todd McShay puts out his mock draft, his first mock draft. Now, this isn't like, oh, we based this off of this and this and this. This is just where he thinks the teams are going to finish and who he thinks would fit best, right? So Trevor Lawrence is the first overall pick, right? Obviously. And he goes to Jacksonville. So then he's got, I don't have it in front of me right now, but he's got basically Justin Fields is the next quarterback taken.
He goes to the Panthers.
And he goes to the Panthers four. So when I tweeted that I took a screenshot of the Bears pick at 14, who is the quarterback out of North Dakota State, and I said with the 14th pick in the NFL draft, the Chicago Bears select, and I had the picture, and it was 14th, and everybody was saying all the replies are there's no way he's there at 14. And I'm like, well, he's this, you know, he's from the FCS. Like, this seems like a Bears type pick, but if he's a good quarterback, it doesn't matter because, you know, Jared Goff came from the FCS and all that kind of thing. And then I look at the other teams that are between 1 and 13 before the Bears pick. And I look at them, and there are more teams than just two that have a needed quarterback. And if two quarterbacks are already gone, another team's going to take a quarterback. Like, are the WFTs, the Washington football team, are they set on Dwayne Haskins? Are the Raiders set on Derek Carr?
Probably not.
So you have to think that another team is either going to try to trade up to get a quarterback, or one of those other teams is going to select a quarterback. So then I had this horrible, like, you know, when the movies, since we're talking about movies, mm-hmm. you know, when they zoom in on the guy, but the background like zooms out, they do that crazy zoom on a person. And like when they realize something,
yeah.
It's like in the movie in The Usual Suspects, when he's looking at the bottom of the thing. In my head, I realize that Ryan Pace is probably going to trade up to get a quarterback once again.
Yeah.
He's going to trade up.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Why you want Ryan Pace doing this again? He's going to trade up again. He's, gonna
he's
going to mortgage the future.
You think Ryan Pace isn't going to be here next year?
No. I absolutely believe Ryan Pace is going to be here
next year. He's going to be here. He's going to take the next quarterback.
100%.
That's the life cycle we're in. We're in one more life cycle of a quarterback. If the quarterback doesn't work out, there'll be a new version of that iPhone.
I'm so
scared. We will get a different iPhone then. That life cycle will be over. That's what we have.
Yeah, and my apps are still going to crash.
No, I know. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Yes. You'll have to wait for the next life cycle. That's what's going to take place here. He's going to pick that next quarterback.
So my apps are still going to crash?
Well, I mean, listen, I hope they don't. But what I'm telling you is that device is still going to be the same device. You're still going to have Ryan Pace making that pick. And if they're picking 14th, chances are they need a quarterback, which I hope they take a quarterback.
Yes, that's what I'm pointing out. I hope they take a quarterback too. But at what cost, Chris? At what cost?
In the Twitch chat, Dre says, pass on the game, guys. Sports game I'm in. What's wrong with the movie game, Dre?
I'm sorry.
What's going on there? Sports game. How do you do with sports?
There were no teams sports and for 4 months. I'm sure people watched a lot of movies.
I mean, come on, Dre. What's wrong with the game? All right, we'll talk about Pace and the Bears next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
We have a final in the Blackhawks game. Game two goes to the Golden Knights, 4-3 in overtime. Riley Smith with the goal for the Golden Knights, 7-13 in the overtime period. As the Golden Knights win 4-3, they lead the series now 2-0 on the Chicago Blackhawks.
Crazy series for the Blackhawks right there, where it seemed like Corey Crawford was stopping everything, whether it was coming at him on a rebound or coming from long shots. But then ultimately they tried to clear the puck. The Vegas Knights came back and Riley Smith scores. The Blackhawks lose game two and now fall into an 0-2 hole against Vegas as the series still at Edmonton. So,
but you were gonna say as they head back to Edmonton. Well, you know, and we were just commenting in the commercial break watching the game. You're right. The Hawks were in a high stress situation. Mm-hmm. Multiple chances on goal from the Golden Knights. The Hawks did eventually clear it, but they didn't get it all the way to the other end to allow a shift change. And then here comes Riley Smith right through the middle, and he puts it in as the Golden Knights win this one 4-3. Hawks fans, the phone number is 312-332-3776. You watched the game. Maybe you had the game on mute and you listened to the show. Your thoughts on the Blackhawks and tonight's contest, a much closer game, especially in the second period. The Hawks really brought it. They tied the game 3-3, and they had multiple goals, kind of starting to take it to the Golden Knights. But really, in the end, especially there late, we saw the Golden Knights had way too much for the Hawks.
Yeah, I don't want to say this was a must-win, but...
It definitely feels like a gut punch, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, absolutely. This is one you wanted to have, especially because the way they played, the way they fought back in the second period, the way they saved a ton of shots, you know, that Crawford saved a ton of shots in the third period, that... You thought that they might be able to find a way to sneak one out as they had the momentum going into the third period and for most of the third period. But yeah, they lose game two. And now, I mean, if that was must win, I don't know what else is must win. You know, here's the thing. They had 24 shots at the end of the third period. We were talking about, right? You had four more shots. They ended the game with 25 shots.
Yeah, one shot.
You had one shot in overtime. Vegas had 39 total shots. They had, I believe, five or six shots in overtime. You have to keep shooting. You have to. This Vegas' defense is so much better than Edmonton's. I get that. But you have to keep shooting the puck. You have to keep doing that. You can't have that kind of discrepancy on shots if you want to try to win this game against a defense that's this good. You keep hammering the puck in if that's how and you hope to sneak a few in. That last goal was snuck in there by the Blackhawks when Kirby Dach scored, or when Dylan Strome scored late in the second period. But ultimately, if you're not going to get these shots off, you're not. Now you're in an 0-2 hole. Now you have to win. This game was supposedly must win. The next one's going to be must win again. You have to try to get momentum back. And people will say, oh, I've seen the Blackhawks come back. This isn't the same Blackhawks. This isn't the same Corey Crawford. You have an older Kane, an older Taves, an older Duncan Keith, an older Brandon Saad. These guys are getting up there in age, and you have a nice young core, yes, but these are not the same Blackhawks.
Well, you know, to be fair, you saw the younger guys show up tonight.
Yeah.
Kirby Dach with a goal in the second period. Dominique Kubalik gets a goal on the power play in the second period. Patrick Kane tonight had 3 assists. We're still waiting for him to really pop some goals here, and that's really the missing punch that the Blackhawks have really not had here in this first series and then in this first round against the Golden Knights. Like, that's who the Hawks need to carry them. The young guys showed up tonight. Dach and Kubalik, they were there. Strome with a goal in the third period. But really, the inability to get more shots on net. 39 shots tonight from the Golden Knights. The Hawks with 25. And really, if you look down the stat line, you know, 38 hits to 32, Golden Knights favored. Faceoffs won. The Blackhawks won that 31-29. Power play opportunities, the Hawks had 2, and the Golden Knights had 1, so that's good. The Hawks really stayed out of the penalty box tonight. Blackhawks had 1 power play goal on the evening. 4 penalty minutes for the Golden Knights, only 2 for the Hawks. Block shots, 27 for the Golden Knights, 20 for the Blackhawks. And really, you look at the whole contest, I would say it goes back to what we started talking about. Not enough shots on net. 25 for the Blackhawks tonight to the 39 for the Golden Knights. And no matter how good of a goaltender you have, you're not going to win games in the National Hockey League when there's 39 shots on goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Corey Crawford did his part for the most part in goal tonight for the Chicago Blackhawks with 35 saves. 39 shots on goal. And that goes back to the defense. And also, you need to get puck possession and move it into your offensive end to limit the amount of damage coming back at your goaltender.
And now you're in a tough situation, too, because you play a back-to-back on Saturday and Sunday. You have to win both those games.
Yeah, you're right. Before Monday, the Hawks may be out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the way the Golden Knights are playing, they've been impressive coming into this series. They scored 15 goals in their round-robin series to seed as the number one seed. So this team has been playing really well. You mentioned the Dylan Strome goal. Here it is on NBC Sports Chicago.
Around the boards, here comes Strome. Strome looking for the break, and he comes across for Kane, the backhand center. Oh, what a pass! Patrick Kane gave Dylan Strome a tap in. What a beautiful backhand feed! Two good passes on that rush, and the Hawks are even.
So the Hawks tied up 3-3 at the end of the second period. And then in the third period, no goals from either side. And this is how the game winner sounded.
And the Hawks finally get possession and get it out. Knights get back in there. Cousins. Now it's Henry Pass. They score! Vegas wins the game. A redirect from Riley Smith. He scored twice in game one. He gets the GWG in game two.
Pat Foley, Eddie Olczyk on NBC Sports Chicago. Vegas, the Golden Knights win game two, 4-3. Hawks fans, if you want to talk about it, 312-332-3776. You know, let me ask you this. I know it's only 2 games back-to-back over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday. If the Hawks get swept here, was I wrong last week when I was saying that this team should get to the playoffs because I want to see wins?
No.
And really, they should have been getting a lottery ball?
No. Don't live in the
was
past.
Was I wrong last
the
week?
Past, look,
if
you
they
can,
get swept here.
No, you got to double down. You got to triple down. They look like an 8 seed against a 1 seed. They look like
a 12 seed.
I know. They look like a 12 seed against a 1 seed right now. And I think that this is good experience for the Blackhawks. Now, the only way you could have gone back and said, look, I was wrong, they should have lost, is if Edmonton got the number one overall pick. They didn't. It went to New York. So ultimately, you can't say that. You can't have people be like, oh, well, no, they're going to worst draft pick. So what? So what? That's fine. They're not getting the number one overall pick. They're not getting the number two pick. It's fine. It doesn't matter. They're not in the lottery. If you're not getting one of those first 2 picks, then don't worry about it.
Are you actually getting some form of education for Dach And
yes,
for,
absolutely you are.
For the young players by getting swept out of a first-round series, though?
You don't think coming back down 2-0 in this game and getting goals from guys like Kubalik, getting guys from Doc, or getting goals from Doc, you don't think that that matters? You don't think that that's going to build on them? The dude's so young. Of course this is going to matter if him being a Blackhawk for the long term. Of course this is. You don't think being in a locker room every day during a playoffs with Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews and Duncan Keith is helping these kids? Of course it is.
I'm sure it is. And we saw it in the qualifying series. Like, clearly, they were able to show up. But then also, you know, to this point, you had a better Jonathan Toews. Patrick Kane, you know, Duncan Keith playing a little bit better in the last round than we are seeing right now. So, I mean, I think that's where we kind of have to kind of take all this into consideration. Let's go to Dan on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what up, Black and Abdallah? Congrats on the show. Long time listening to you guys. You guys are going to crush it.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Before I get to my point, Abdallah, before I called in to you guys about a month and a half ago, we were talking about the White Sox versus the Cubs and like an end of the World Series. And you mentioned David Ross standing at the top of the dugout aggressively chewing gum. Anytime I think of that, I almost piss myself. But anyways, Black, that's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard on radio. But Black, regarding your stance on whether you are right or wrong wanting this to the playoffs, I'm in your same shoes, and I think that we were wrong. I wanted them at the time to go ahead, but I didn't realize how good Vegas was. And it was a nice little run in that first round, but I'm not sure if we're going to get through it. I'll let you guys talk, and I'll hang up. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Dan, before you go, were we joking about, like, the Judgment Day was taking place?
Yes.
And David Ross is going to be standing looking out at the baseball field and destruction and
just
robots all around
his gum.
There it is.
Thanks for the call, Dan. We appreciate it.
There's some Cubs news, too, that we'll get to.
What's the Cubs news?
There's a lot of doubleheaders coming.
Oh, really? With the Cardinals?
Yeah.
They loaded them up for next week?
Saturday, Monday, and Wednesday. Monday and Wednesday are Cubs games.
All right. And the Cardinals are going to play here in Chicago this weekend?
They're on their way.
All right. Wacky races?
Yep.
On their way?
Mm-hmm.
When I saw Buster Olney say that, and as I continue to play the Terminator 2 music behind us, when I saw Buster Olney suggest that...
Well, now you should be having is Mad Max music.
I don't have Mad Max music.
Well,
I've got a lot of things over here. I don't have Mad Max music.
Figure it out.
when I saw him suggest that there's going to be guys jumping in rental cars to come race up to Chicago to play the White Sox, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. All right, we're breaking down the Blackhawks. They lose tonight. Game 2 to the Golden Knights, 4-3 in overtime. Riley Smith with the game winner.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Thank you to Eric Ostrowski for producing tonight's show. You can download our podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Make sure you download the podcast and the app. It's a brand new app from ESPN 1000. Check it out. Our podcast is right there within the app. Find the Bleck and Abdallah tile, which has moved up a little bit. Abdallah?
Moving on up.
How about that?
Make sure you tune in on Monday night, 6 o'clock, baseball show.
The Blackhawks, they lose tonight to the Golden Knights, 4-3. They are now down 2-0 in the Western Conference first round playoff series in the Stanley Cup final. So the Blackhawks up against it. They have 2 games this weekend. Hopefully on Monday night when we're back, we are previewing game 5. That would be nice if Hawks could get some wins. Yeah.
Win one, and then win two. And then to use the words of a host you'll hear on Monday at 7 a.m. David Kaplan, 7 a.m. Set alerts. Set yourself a text alert at 7 a.m.
We'll get to that in a second.
What
does that even mean?
Go on out and find a way to win a ball game.
Find a way to win a ball game.
In this case, a hockey game.
Yeah.
Find a way to win a hockey game.
All right.
Go out.
So if you're like, what are you guys talking about? First time hearing this. So here's the news at the station. On Monday morning at 7 a.m., we have a brand new morning show. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood, they will be with you every single weekday, 7 a.m. for your morning commute. 7 to 10, Cap and Jay Hood. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. It's the first time we've had a local morning show here on ESPN 1000.
It's going to be awesome.
Blackhawks play on Sunday night. Guess what? Cap and Jay Hood will have breakdown of that game 7 a.m. Monday morning. The Bears play on a Sunday. Guess who's going to have your best breakdown in town? It's going to be Cap and Jay Hood Monday morning, 7 a.m.
They play on a Thursday. Guess what?
Friday
morning. Wake up early. Friday.
Boom. 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Cap and Jay Hood. Check it out.
Absolutely.
New morning show. It's a first here at ESPN 1000.
Monday Night Football. Guess what?
Tuesday morning. 7 a.m.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, right? Mike and Mike were on. They were on this station for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They did very well
for
not being a local show.
Absolutely.
Here in this city. People want to hear about Chicago sports.
Of course.
We finally have a local morning show. It's great. It's awesome.
Can't wait.
So Jonathan Hood's going to be in the morning.
Yes, he is.
And Adam and I will be here at night with you each weeknight from 6 to 8. 6 o'clock, we will have the baseball show until the end of the baseball season. So whenever the World Series wraps up, we will bring you the best baseball coverage in town from 6 to 7 o'clock, getting you ready for... Most baseball starts here in town will be at around 7 o'clock, so we will walk you into coverage of those games, and we will bring you a pregame show, the baseball show, 6 o'clock each night here on ESPN 1000. From 7 to 8, we will have Bleck and Abdallah, and then when the baseball season's over, you'll just get Bleck and Abdallah from 6 to 8 every single night.
Oh, yeah, football, NBA, Monday, hockey, Friday. everything.
So that's the new deal. That's what, starting Monday, Cap and Hood in the morning.
It's going to be lit.
And we will be here at night. And how about this, Abdallah? Not only that, we made the Daily Herald today. How about that?
Oh.
They still making that paper?
In the suburbs, right?
I haven't touched a paper in years.
Not in this climate.
No, but you made the Daily Herald website, though, right?
I hope.
Yeah.
So I read it.
There we go.
What did the paragraph say about us in
there? The paragraph described...
You got it?
Jim O'Donnell.
Who?
Jim O'Donnell.
Okay.
Said to about us today... And I was excited. I was like, I'm in the news.
You finally made it, Abdallah.
Mom, I'm in the newspaper.
Clip that paper.
Mom, I'm in the newspaper.
Go ahead.
Dad, I'm in the newspaper. Youth, which in Chicago sports talk means anyone under age 50, gets a text alert at 6 p.m. with Chris Bleck and Adam Abdallah.
What does that mean?
Both of whom showed specks of snap and sizzle.
What?
As frequently dissonant caddies on Kaplan's most recent Dirge Orbiter.
What? So he wrote a column about us, but he doesn't even know that you didn't work Cap Show?
I have a nutrition podcast, and it is on wherever podcasts are sold.
Well, oh, no.
All right, well.
And also, which one of us is Snap and which one of us is Sizzle?
Find out.
Does that mean that Eric's Crackle or Pop?
Oh, that was good. You wrote that earlier, didn't you?
I did.
Talk to us on Mondays. 6 o'clock!
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.